Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And with everyone's help, I know we can and will make this earth a better place. I wanted to tell you that I have special hotter water that was made by Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo that will prevent and cure the coronavirus. And we have it just for a donation. We have some water left, not much left, but we have some water left. And if you're interested, we just need a little money for postage and whatever donation you'd like to make to the Modal Peace Project, which of course makes children's books. If you're interested in that, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at toll free at 1-888-879-8339 or 509-750-9793. Briefly also, I wanted to let everybody know I'm going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain. And the most amazing thing that's happened during the years I've been going to Mount Shasta now since 2015, the last 5 years, we also experienced many, many miracle healings. I myself, my eyesight was restored from being blurry-eyed, far-sighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision, to now it's crystal clear, 20/10 vision in both eyes. That was healed thanks to Adama and the people of the Hollow Earth. We've had instances where one lady was completely cured of Lyme disease that she had for 20 years. Another man from Austria was cured of Lou Gehrig's disease in 2018. And finally, another lady named Tammy from Minnesota was given a new pair of legs. She used to wear crutches and also wheel around in a wheelchair. She doesn't need that anymore. They gave her a new pair of legs, and now she's fine today. I can't guarantee this will happen with everyone. You have to be open to the healing and be in a positive frame of mind, but the cost is just $200 per person, includes free camping. Both trips are filling up, so if you'd like to go, please contact me as soon as possible. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or my phone number here is 509-750-9793. I'm also going back to Peru late May, May 17th to June 5th. I expect the virus threat will be gone by then and we'll be able to travel. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas on the coast of Peru, which has an amazing museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. The last time I was there in late January of this year, we walked up to it's a star portal into the other side, into Agartha. And when we walked up to this amazing rock cliff, there we could hear children singing to us. And as it turned out, those children were from Agartha, and they were in the fifth dimension, just behind this stargate. And they were all singing to us. And when we put our hands on the rocks of the stargate, the rocks started turning to jello. And one fellow could see right through the rocks into Agartha, but it was an amazing trip. Depending upon the weather and people's inclination, we might camp out there during that time. It's a beautiful area. If you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is $497 with airfare and accommodations extra, but there will be psychic readings available as well. I'm still raising money for clean water for the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona. And for the past 60 or 70 years, they've been drinking arsenic and radiation-contaminated water. But thanks to the efforts of Liam McLaughlin of the Clean Water Foundation, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, Mitch Kohayashi, the Moto Peach Project, and myself, we've been raising money to pay for new water filters so they can finally drink clean water. For only $125, a new water filter can be purchased to provide clean water for many years for both the Hopi and Navajo. The contribution is tax deductible, and I can provide more information for those who'd like to donate. For more information, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm also raising funds to construct a new library on the Hopi Reservation They have nearly 20,000 people on the Hopi Reservation, but no library, no functioning library anyway. They have a bookmobile, but no central place where people can read. So that's the other project I'm working on. Many people have donated books and other monies for the projects. But if you'd like to, everything's welcome. If you'd like to donate an old computer or books or make a financial contribution, they're all welcome. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. This next part of the program till 3:30 I'll be talking about the economic, political, and social effects of the virus. Of course, Simon and I went through a lot of different topics during the 2 to 3 hour, and I'm so glad he could come on. President Kennedy and Nikola Tesla both contacted me again, and they wanted me to repeat the messages they gave me a week from today. They're still good messages, and they both want me to repeat these messages so everyone is sure to hear them. And this is from President Kennedy. My fellow Americans, fear not, because as Winston Churchill said during World War II, we only have fear itself to fear, which is nothing. And I'm with you on the other side, and I've never stopped being your president since I was assassinated in 1963. I and Jackie, the First Lady, and all of our angel friends were helping you get through this difficult time. He says, the virus will no longer be a threat by the end of May, with most things returning to normal by June, because just as fast as the virus appeared, it will also just as fast disappear from this planet. It was created as a bioweapon to harm humanity, but these efforts will fail. And instead, don't listen to negativity. Instead, rise up, raise your vibrations, and love each other. And don't listen to the mainstream media, which is full of fear. We are all powerful spiritual beings who are creating a beautiful, new, and wonderful world, and nothing can stop this ascension. We are at the finish line for a beautiful new earth, and we are all here for a reason. I know you'll be successful. Godspeed to all of you listening today, because the new earth is almost here, and we will make it to the finish line. I tried to create this beautiful new world when I was president in the 1960s, but because it's humanity's destiny to create a beautiful, peaceful, harmonious, and loving planet, you're now ascending. Let no one and nothing stop you on this path to happiness. I am John F. Kennedy. Jackie and I are always with you, and we love you all. Isn't that a beautiful message? Nikola Tesla says the technology now exists to get rid of this virus. And actually, he says he's pretty frustrated. He says many countries have this healing technology, but they're so far not sharing it. But he said the best defense against the virus is to be in a high vibration and support your immune system. Keep your spirits high. He also says to stay away from any 5G cell towers, because it destroys the body's immune system, breaking down the DNA, and opens up the body to the virus. He urges a worldwide shutdown of the 5G cell towers because they're inherently unsafe. And he also says, interestingly enough, the virus has completely to do with consciousness. So if we stay out of fear, we can fight the virus. We can rise above the virus with our high vibrations. One of the things he also mentioned is that for people to focus in on their immune system and try to stay as healthy as they can, and try to get out in the sun as well if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. One of the ways to boost your immune system is a very simple little recipe. You take vitamin C and baking soda. And that's been known for years to boost your immune system. It's a very cheap remedy for boosting your immune system. Of course, getting plenty of rest and sleep is also a good remedy. But this will be gone soon. This period of time will be over soon, and I know the White Hats will win too. As Simon said, these next 2 weeks have been will be crucial in the evolution of this planet, and I know that we will win. One of the main things I've seen here in the United States is that many governments are shutting down small businesses in favor of large businesses. Not to pick on Walmart, but Walmart is open where I live, but many small businesses like restaurants and small people are all shut down. And I guess I don't understand the logic of shutting down many small businesses, because if, as our government says, the problem is with large numbers of people congregating, that's why we've had so many social events banned or canceled, then why is it that they ban small businesses in favor of keeping the really big businesses open with thousands of people. If this virus is truly a threat and very contagious, and I think it is, then why keep open the large businesses and punish the small businesses? Many small businesses, like restaurants, live on a very tight margin, and if you close them down for a number of months, many of those will probably have to go bankrupt and they won't be coming back, which is really a shame, because so many of us that I think. Small businesses are America, not the large corporations, but the small businesses in little towns and in big cities across this country. That's what keeps the American economy going, not so much the large corporations. So if larger numbers of people are a potential problem, then why isn't the government shutting down big businesses and keeping the small businesses open? Perhaps they are following an agenda to destroy the small businesses in favor of the large corporations. We talked before with Simon about how many governments are trying to enact new draconian laws while everyone's been preoccupied with the virus. In Washington State, here where I'm from, there's new facial recognition technology that's just been instituted by the state of Washington. There are criticisms of that. There's one article I found about how facial recognition technology could enslave mankind like never before. Apparently, Bill Gates and Microsoft were the ones behind this push in Washington State to enact this new facial recognition technology. And it's apparently the same technology that's been used now in China by the police to arrest almost anyone they like and send them to camps. Which is really, really unfortunate. Benjamin Franklin, of course, once said, "Those who would trade liberty for security deserve neither." And I think the negative forces are using this virus as a way to enact many kinds of laws which take away our freedom and turn us into a police state. John F. Kennedy said 6 days before he was assassinated, quote, "There's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot." Of course, he was assassinated 6 days later. But I know we're going to win this time, and we have a very bright future ahead of us in spite of the challenges we have. One of the things that I think people have to remember is that we're all very powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much happier and beautiful planet. And with that, there is a global mass meditation to end the coronavirus. It's on April 4th, 2020. They want you to, I'll read this to you, they want you to be in a relaxed state and use your intent to remove the coronavirus from the planet. And to do that, they ask everyone to visualize a pillar of bright white light emanating from the sun and going through all beings of light inside our solar system. And then they ask people to visualize this light transmuting all the coronavirus, disinfecting all the areas on the planet, healing all people and removing all fear. And bringing abundance and healing to humanity. The suggested time for this meditation is about 20 minutes, and I'll give some time. They want people to do it here at 22:45. That would be 10:45 p.m. in the United States, or 7:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in America. Or at 3:45 a.m. in London, that's early for those in England, or 4:45 a.m. in Paris. I hope you can do it. I think it will have an effect. There is a YouTube video on it. If you'd like, I'll give you the link, and you can go to it. It's https://youtu, and then a dot as a period, and then B as in boy, E as in Edward, / and then a capital D as in David, 50, then capital Q, P, hyphen, and this is all caps, G, V, M as in Mary, J, U. I think that prayer has a very important role to play in our evolution, and we can change the world, and if we pray and send our attentions out, I think we can make this world a much better and happier place. My next guest, I want to bring on briefly. I'll be bringing on Tom Palladino in about 10 minutes or so to talk about his wonderful Scalar program. He's doing a 30-day free trial of his program now using Scalar Energy to help heal people around the world. And what I'd like to do is, Eric, if we could bring on Michiko from Tokyo early, whenever you get her on, just let me know. And we'll do some prayers to heal the planet. I had planned to have Jared Rand on my show today, but he couldn't come on after all. But I hope to have him on next Friday. Jared's a wonderful man. He's got like 5 million people who follow him on the internet, on YouTube for his daily meditations. He's a wonderful fellow. And Michiko also does prayers and meditations from the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo. Michi, are you there?
Hi, Ted. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for bringing me here again.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I want you to do a prayers and meditation where people could join in now to do healing for the planet and for people. We've got about 10 minutes before Tom comes on, but please, if you could do that now and ask everyone to do some prayers and meditation.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, the world meditation will be held tomorrow, your time. I mean, tomorrow, my time too. In Japan, it will be April 5th, Sunday, starting at 11:45 a.m. here in Tokyo, in Japan. So I hope many people will join us. We're hoping to have more than 1 million people praying at the same time. But today, thank you so much for allowing me to pray for this beautiful earth, to bring back a beautiful earth and where people are living in harmony and peaceful, and so along with all other nature beings. Okay, great. Let me hit this, cover this whole earth with love vibration at 528 hertz first.
Michi, you have...
Sorry, Ted, what was that?
I was just going to say that you're hitting a tuning fork that has 528 hertz, and the frequency of love on this planet is 528 hertz. So when you hit it, love goes everywhere. I just wanted to explain that to my listeners so people know what
thank
you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I want to wrap this whole earth with this 528 hertz love frequency so that everyone, every beings, and all, including every bacteria and everything, will be held with this 528 hertz love frequency. Please visualize the whole earth is wrapped in this beautiful golden light, receiving God's light. And God is holding this whole earth with his love. And we will say, water and Mother Earth, we're sorry. Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us. Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much. Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much. Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry. Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us. Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much. Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much. Water and Mother Earth, we are so sorry. Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us. Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much. Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much. And please send out the beautiful love and gratitude prayer to the Mother Earth.
Thank you, Michi. That was beautiful. Could you give out your website and tell people briefly what you do as well?
Okay. Thank you. It's www.emoto peaceproject.net. emoto peaceproject.net.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I
wanted to tell everyone briefly of the experiment that I did with Dr. Moto when I first had him on my show back in July of 2014. We did an intention experiment where we sent out love and light and asked to the Palestinians and the Israelis who were fighting at the time. And we asked for put out this intention for a 12-hour ceasefire so they could exchange food and medical supplies for the wounded. And it worked. It absolutely worked.
Yeah.
It absolutely worked. And Dr. Moto showed with his own research that your thoughts can create a beautiful reality. You can not only create beautiful water crystals, but you can also make this planet a much, much, much better place.
Yes. As these days, nowadays, a lot of people know how powerful our intentions and our thoughts are, their energy. They may be a subtle energy, but they're really powerful. And my singular individual's thoughts or intention is really powerful, but collectively the energy amplifies, and that's why it becomes very, very effective when everyone gets together and start to pray. And this time the world meditation tomorrow will be like a relay or marathon of our prayers. Everyone will be just praying and sending out and covering this whole earth with our prayers together and sending, by visualizing this whole earth covered with this sunlight, beautiful sunlight. And I have been meditating these days, and I do see nothing but beautiful, bright earth. So I know we're going to make it through, and before we realize it's over, and we have the choice to be where we want to be, what we want to do, where we want to be resonating, who to be with. And so just be positive and be patient a little bit, but be happy so that our vibration will be resonating with all the beautiful nature and giving out all the beautiful, loving vibration to all beings.
Well, I don't think anyone would disagree with you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And if you can, just stay on for a few more minutes, Mitchie, because
okay.
I want to get Tom Paladino on the line.
Thank you.
We could
okay.
Call him early.
Great.
Would be great. Tom is a wonderful fellow. He uses what's called scalar technology to prevent illnesses and also to help them heal as well and feel better. And he has currently a 30-day free program for people. And the amazing thing about – the reason I want to bring Tom on now for this last segment of the hour is because Tom has been doing this now for people at least the last month or two while the virus has been on. And during that time, the several people who had the virus have been completely healed within a matter of days after going on his program. And he can tell you more about it. The program is free. All you do is send your picture in to him. The other thing, too, is that I think he's got like over 10,000 people on his program right now. And it's everybody. Nobody's gotten the virus at all from being on his program. So I've really been impressed with his work, and he does this. If you want to stay on the program longer, there's a small fee for staying on the program, but he's been very, very successful in helping people. And I've been so happy with his work, in healing the planet. I mean, there aren't many people of Tom doing that, you know, for free for people and helping to heal. So I really appreciate Tom's efforts, and he does work hard to do that. But we'll be getting on Tom here in a few minutes. I know we're gonna. Tom, are you there? Okay, we'll get Tom on here in a minute. And I know we're going to get through this. And it's just a matter of weeks before things will get better. We'll try to get Tom back on the line here. Anyway, like Simon said, He looked at the virus no longer being a threat by the end of May, early June, with things getting back to a normalcy in June. So I think that'll and it's just right around the corner. This is already early April, so we're looking at a time frame of maybe a month and a half to 2 months at most, if that. And I think it's going to come fairly quickly. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and good news is coming to us. Tom, are you there?
Hello, Ted. Good evening.
Oh, good. You're there. Oh, good, Tom. No, so nice to have you join me here on the program. I wanted to tell you that Michiko from the Emoto Peace Project's on, and she wanted to ask you a question about healing doctors. Michi, do you want to ask your question?
Yeah. Tom? Hi, Tom.
Good evening. Hi, Michiko.
How are you? Thank you so much for helping all these people, protecting from or healing from coronavirus. Most of the people on Earth are really scared of this virus and going panic. And mostly people who are dealing with the patients in the hospitals, in facilities are really, we appreciate them so much for what they're doing. And I was wondering if you could really give the protection for them for free until they're done with their missions. That would be really, really helpful for those people. Do you think that's...
I would
thank you, yeah.
To.
I knew you would say
that. Of course. That's why we're here. I want everybody to write this down.
We
have a new website. A new website that's dedicated to providing free scalar light therapy to everybody in the world. Everybody.
Oh, wonderful.
The website is freescalar.net. FreeScalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. Anybody in the world, including the medical community, can upload their photographs, and we will work with people. We'll provide the free scalar light therapy to everybody. I want everybody to share that website. Get the information out there, please.
Wonderful. Because, your technology can really help those people. I mean, like, so many. I mean, how many people can you help, I mean, at the same time in your program?
I could easily work with 10, 20 million people a day. Let me explain to our audience what I mean.
Okay.
When we're working with a scalar light therapy with a scalar light instrument, these instruments work remotely by way of a person's photograph. So people will email us a photograph. They'll send us a photograph of some part of their body, some part of their skin. And a scalar light instrument then will work and find a person by way of their photograph. It's more or less a technique of being able to find a person, a homing device, if you will. And since our instrument works like a satellite, like a homing device, we can send energy, healing energy, to anybody in the world by way of their photograph. And the healing energy, what we can dictate to this instrument and what this instrument then can carry out is the ability to break apart a microorganism, the ability to break apart a virus, a bacterium, or fungus. So my scalar energy instruments break down viruses. They break down bacteria, protozoan, etc. And we're having good success with people around the world. Presently, I'm working with over 10,000 people around the world, and not one of those persons is infected with the COVID-19 virus.
That's amazing.
Really amazing. The good thing is Tom can do it, I mean, at the same time and heal so many people at once. And with I know that Dr. Emoto used to heal, and I use this technology also using the pictures, because the person's picture has all the information. Just like when we do some kind of DNA testing with one hair, we can just tell what kind of DNA we have. And with the pictures, we have all the information that we need. So I know I completely understand how Tom can have that information from just one picture of the person and then heal that person. And collectively, the beautiful thing is that he can heal so many people at once. And with my technology, I can only do it like one or two people at a time. So that's why I wanted to ask Tom to please help, especially those people who are helping in patients in hospitals and facilities, I mean, as well as other regular people too. So
thank you. Thank you so much. And that's the whole point. That's why we came out with this new website. We anticipated this pandemic. The website is freescaler.net. Please, you can share that on Facebook. Share it with your coworkers. Share it with your family members. Anybody can visit that website. We will work with you for 30 days. While we're working with you, on a daily basis, we send the energy necessary to break apart to destroy viruses, including the COVID-19 virus. Now, listen carefully to what I'm saying. We're working with over 10,000 people around the world in places as far away as India or places here locally in the United States on a national scene. Not one person that I'm working with now is infected with the COVID-19 virus. To the contrary, people that I'm working with have had test results. All the test results are negative. So this is very promising. It shows that the scalar light instruments work and we're able to eradicate viruses from the body.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Do you think for those who are working in the hospitals, like medical doctors and nurses and all these people who can have free healing from you, if they're, as long as they are working for the for those patients, like not only limited to 1 month, but longer than that,
of course,
for free of charge.
Contact me. By all means, to answer your question, yes, I'm going to give out a phone number. Area code 805-364-3051. I'll repeat that. Area code 805-364-3051. I will work with and I will provide free sessions to the entire medical community of the world, if that's what
it takes. Wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That's what I really wanted to ask you. Thank you so much. You are a really lifesaver for all these people. Thank you.
Tom, I wanted to ask you, when people go on your program, often it doesn't work. This is not true for everybody, of course, probably, but often they often feel it right away. I mean, right when they got on your program, they can feel the difference in a good way. Tell me a little bit about, now we've had this discussion before, Tom, but I think it's interesting for my listeners to hear this from you. Would you say you were guided by angels to start this program?
I have been. This is a groundbreaking technique in wellness. It's a technology that's poorly understood, frankly, and there are very few experts. Nikola Tesla was one of the experts, so I would say, and very, very much so, that I've been guided by Jesus and Mary, and that the messages that I've received from Jesus and Mary have proven to be instrumental to my research.
Well, that's wonderful, and you have a beautiful spiritual side to you too that perhaps not many people know about. But it's not about money; it's about healing the planet and making this world a better place, isn't it, Tom?
That's right. You have to give back to society. There's too much selfishness and greed in this world. So, I decided a long time ago in my life that I would serve God and serve mankind, and I've never gotten caught up in material possessions and the allure of money and fame. So, pursuant to that notion, I am offering free sessions to everybody in the world. Now, listen carefully to what I'm saying. I've worked with people around the world, and Ted can testify to this. Ted will speak about a ministry that we have in India after I've finished with my statement. And the people around the world, whether they're suffering from herpes or HIV or Epstein-Barr virus, we have test results that prove that we can destroy viruses, and they're on my website. You can visit our website. And Ted, I would like you to add to that and tell the audience about your trip to India and how you witnessed people at an HIV clinic that were benefiting from our work in Delhi, India.
I met probably three families in New Delhi last October, and I interviewed them. Their interviews are on my show. If you look up my go to my website at www.freescaler.net. outofthisworld1150.com and look at past guests for October 2019. I interviewed these people, and all of them had been virtually healed, healed by Tom's Scalar program. And they had full-blown AIDS, and they were a group, I don't know, I talked to maybe a dozen people, 10, 12 people, and they were representatives of this AIDS clinic in India, and they were all living normal, healthy lives. Now, what really affected me the most was this little girl. She must have been, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, really cute as a button. And she was and I looked at her, and I looked at her parents, and tears came to my eyes because I realized that without Tom's help, her parents probably would have been dead by then. But they were alive thanks to Tom's free program. All he does is takes their pictures, runs it through his technology, and through the scalar energy, and it works. And I don't know how it works, but it works. Tom can explain it how it works. But it works. And so he does that for people in India and in Africa as well. I know he's had success in Africa. I haven't been to Africa to interview people there, but if I get a chance, I'll go. But in India, I can verify that the people I talked to were cured of AIDS, and it was thanks to Tom's Scalar program, which is free, by the way.
Thank you, Ted. So that's an indication. Working with people around the world, we're able to eradicate viruses, whether it's in India to eradicate the HIV virus or for that matter. We have had great success.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, exactly. And it's a fairly simple thing. That website is www.freescalar.net. What is it like down where you live in Florida? Are they in lockdown down there? What's it like, Tom?
Yep. The governor has asked that everybody stay home and self-quarantine. Now, I think that's serving to abate this spread of the coronavirus. I mm-hmm. live in the Bradenton, Florida area, and it's not spreading rapidly here, but you've heard the projections. This month of April, it's going to be a tough month, especially there are hot spots around the world, so to speak. Well,
I think that's
not be negative. Let's look for the solution. And what I'm telling you, and if you visit with us, visit the website, or at least consider what we're saying, if we can eradicate the HIV virus, as Ted has witnessed at this clinic in India, and if my present clientele, if nobody is suffering from the COVID virus, and I'm working with over 10,000 people around the world, and not one of them has tested positive for COVID, that's a pretty good indication that we can destroy viruses.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess the other question I have, how come this isn't front page news in the New York Times or Washington Post?
Yeah, that's a great point. And Ted and I are not bashful. We speak about my research. I have plenty of diagnostic tests that prove the efficacy of these light treat sessions, this scalar light therapy. Why isn't this headline news? Well, I think many of you realize that this is a threat to the establishment. And the powers that be do not want this new technology. They want to hold on to the old technology, to their existing monopoly. That's my point. And scalar light will break the monopoly. And that's why there's such resistance for new technology that can help mankind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely, Tom. Absolutely. Yeah. How's your program been received? Have you getting a lot of people with your free program to help with the virus?
I think a lot of people are starting to look and think outside the box. Let's look at the facts. There is no antiviral drug that is 100% effective for COVID-19, and there's no inbuilt immunity. People don't have the antibodies to fight this. And the projection is it will take at least a year to come out with a vaccine for COVID-19. So people are looking for alternative means, and many people have come to us in the past 2 months with great success. Again, I want to reiterate, we're working with people around the world. Not one person that we're working with actively, presently, is testing positive for COVID-19. Now, I've worked with people in crowded homes who live in northern Italy, one of the hot spots. Nobody's infected. I'm working with people in New York City, another hot spot. And the people I'm working with in New York City, none of them are testing positive for COVID-19. So there has to be some merit to this. There has to be some credence to what I'm saying. If these people are exposed and having daily or weekly interaction with thousands of people, and they're not in harm's way, none of them are positive with COVID, that speaks volumes as to my work.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can think it. I can see it only getting better. Tell me, Tom, how long have you been doing this?
This has been my lifelong endeavor, Ted. I've been at this for 40 years, a good 40 years. And it's really come to fruition in the past 8, 9, 10 years. It's been a lot of hard work because everything I'm doing is groundbreaking. It's never been done before. And there is no precedent. I have to learn from the bottom floor up, so to speak.
Right.
So this groundbreaking research is time-consuming, and it takes everything. It's a lifetime endeavor. It's nothing that there's no passing fancy here. This is not a hobby.
Right, right, right. Now you say viruses. What other kinds of viruses does it help?
Well, we've had great success. I just received a test result this past week for a woman who had herpes for 30 years. And after our session, she received a diagnostic test result, and the test result is negative, no viral load. And to further that, she no longer has any blisters. She has no longer has any skin eruptions, any type of nerve sensitivity. So after 30 years of testing positive for the herpes virus, she is now no viral load. She does not have any symptoms of the herpes virus. And she's given us actually a verbal testimony to that effect.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Does it help to have a strong immunity as well when you're working with your program against viruses?
It does. We always want to bolster our immunity. And with that, I would say, please don't live in a life of fear. Please eat well. Do not put yourself under stress. And use proper hygiene. It's obvious. With the type of pandemic that we're facing right now, please bathe frequently. Obviously, wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face. A lot of people have the habit of touching their face or touching their nose or their lips frequently. Don't do that. And I think all of these measures will help us build up our immunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, from your from your perspective, Tom, how long do you think this paranoia will last, or the threat that the virus will last?
I pray we see the peak this month of April, and I hope we see if the curve flattening out later this month of April. I do predict it's going to spread this month, but I don't see this is going to be short-lived. I don't see this going on for years, so I hope to see the peak and then the flattening out as we come into May.
Right. I think the greatest threat, the other threat we're facing too, are governments who are taking this too far. Our governor here in Washington State, Inslee, banned recreational fishing last week, made it illegal to fish. Now I don't understand how one person on a riverbank or in the middle of a lake, miles from anybody else, could harm other people, but that's what he did. So he has a shutdown order in effect too. But I'm looking forward to this the virus fading away, actually, as soon as possible. Yeah. So,
we all are, Ted. And again, let's not live in fear. Please, those of you in the listening audience, write down this website. You have nothing to lose except your microbes, your germs. The free website is freescalar.net, F-R-E-E, scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. All you have to do is submit a photograph of your face. We don't ask for any money. We don't want your medical records. All you have to do is submit your photograph. I place your photograph in a scalar energy instrument, and then the instrument will find you and will send you energy. And that energy proves to be helpful energy, and we have shown that we can destroy, with scalar light, we can destroy, break apart germs such as viruses. So please help us disseminate that information. Get it out to the world.
Oh, Bitchy, you're still there. I heard you breathe.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah. No, I have a question. Tom, so when people send you pictures, We don't have to mention any names of the problems. We have viruses or any diseases or anything.
That's correct. We do not diagnose. So I would rather you not mention any medical condition. It really is none of my business. I don't want to know. So the way these instruments are calibrated, we're able to destroy over 400,000 different species of microbes, such as bacteria, viruses, fungi, etc. So the way I've set up and calibrated these instruments, they are targeted to destroy pathogens, parasites. In total, we can destroy over 400,000 different types, species of pathogens. So we do not diagnose. Please do not send in your medical records. You simply have to send in a photograph of your face. We will do the rest. We will work with you, provide this healing energy for 30 days. And during that time frame, you can be assured that we will be working with the COVID virus on a daily basis. And if you do contract the COVID virus, what we've shown with other viruses, we can destroy the virus in a day. And every day we target viruses, we're able to destroy a virus per treatment, per session.
Wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. We had a question just come in now. I'll ask you, Tom. And Mitzi, thanks for being there. I didn't know you were still there. I'm glad you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Tom, once, this is from Louise in Bellevue, once someone is cleared of the virus after the program and stops, can that person be reinfected with the virus?
Yes, they can. And this is why we suggest if this is going to be a longstanding viral infection that you keep visiting us, that you sign up again. The reason we break this down in a 30-day session, most people only want to be worked with, treated for 30 days, 1 month.
Now, I see.
If that's the case, I want you to call us and make arrangements, and we'll be able to continue these sessions with you. But usually, we only work with people 30 days for 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yeah, Good advice. I've heard that also vitamin C and baking soda is also good to take. The baking soda boosts your immune system and changes your body's pH level from acidity to alkalinity, which is good for the immune system. Anything you can do for the immune system is good. Taking extra vitamin D, especially if you're in the northern hemisphere and it's springtime, and like here in the Seattle area, we don't get a lot of sunshine right now this time of year. We get some, but not very much. So it's very important to keep your health up and your vitamins up. There's also, I wanted to ask you both about this, with the virus, there's something like, when people get sick, there's like a 98% recuperation rate. So it has killed people, of course, but there's a low death rate from that. Have you heard much about that, by the way?
Yeah, that's the one favorable thing, if we can say, as long as you don't have an existing compromised immune system or a pre-existing medical condition. You know, it does not carry a high mortality rate. Some people are suggesting 1% or less for those who have a healthy constitution. But nonetheless, it's still a travesty what's going on in the world. And many people have died. I am offering the world free sessions. Please take me up on this. I want you to believe in the veracity of what I am saying. Ted has witnessed this at a clinic in Delhi, India, where people who once had HIV virus for sometimes 10, 15 years, it's gone. It's been eradicated.
It's gone.
So if we can eradicate HIV, we can certainly eradicate other viruses, including COVID.
Right. Exactly. And actually, you know, to be honest with you, Tom, Mitzi, we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet. And once we realize that, our attitude and our intentions can have a good effect in eradicating disease or getting rid of the virus and making this a better planet.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michiko, I want you to make the website available to the entire medical community, not only in the state of Washington, but around the world. Freescalar.net. All hospital personnel, nurses, physicians, administrative staff, everybody, first responders, freescalar.net. Sign up. Send in a photograph.
Okay.
We don't ask for your medical records. Just sign up.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. This is This is what we all want, need right now. And thank you so much for doing this.
As President Kennedy has told me, as President Kennedy has told me, wants me to relay this message to both of you and all my listening audience, that the kinds of good changes happening today are coming from the bottom up, from you and I talking, Tom, Mitchie, and everyone else listening today on the show, to make this planet a better place from the bottom up. Not so much from the top down, although governments can be certainly helpful with this, but most of the good changes are coming from the bottom up. And that's the difference, President Kennedy's told me, between 1963 when he was assassinated and now, is that he tried to institute good changes from the top down. Of course, he got assassinated as a result of that, but now the changes are coming from the bottom up. And we're all making this this planet a much better place. So if we remember that, then we are making this a better planet. And President Kennedy has said that within the next, in a couple of years' time, this planet will turn into a beautiful, bright, white light ball of light. And it's happening now already. Yeah.
Wonderful. You know, when we think about it, the people on Earth, it's not the top. Top is probably 1%. And the rest, 99% are all of us. And when we are, when 99% is positive and kind and caring, loving, really this whole world will change immediately. 99% of us are really powerful. So let's not forget about that.
Right. Well, as Mahatma Gandhi has said,
the world is filled with great people, good people.
That's
and when we unite, when we stop fighting, when we unite, we can change the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's true. Absolutely. As Mahatma Gandhi's told me many times, be the change that you wish to see in the world. In other words, start with yourself. And from there, you can, because we're all individuals. And if we work on yourself, then that the world will change from that. If we all do that,
you're absolutely right, Ted, because people take example. That they look at you, and if they see that you're happy and you're productive, they want to be like you, so to speak. I'm speaking in third person. So change the world. How do you do it? By changing yourself, by living a good, decent, morally correct life. And then others will see the virtue, the merit of that. And that's
right.
What we're really trying to drive home today. Anybody can change the world. Start with yourself. Others will see the merit of it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, happiness is really contagious. Laughter is contagious. Happiness is contagious because we are energy. They are all energy. We're just emitting that energy. So all we have to do is just change myself. Look deeply inside myself and be happy and keep believing that we are living in the beautiful world.
Absolutely. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left before I have to end the program, but I want to thank both of you for coming on. And Tom, you first, Mitchie second. Tom, I want to give you some time to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Okay, if anybody has any questions, we have a support desk. We answer the phone 7 days a week. You can call area code 805-364-3051. Now, please write down the website, and please share, disseminate the website that offers free scalar light healing sessions to anybody in the world. The website, www.freescalar.net. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. Share that with the world. Michiko, thank you for reaching out to the hospital personnel. We want to work with everybody. Yes, I'll treat everybody in every hospital in the world. Let's get over this virus.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, Tom, you're a real angel, and so are you, Mitchie, in making this world a better place. And I'm so happy you could both come on my show today. And for people listening out there, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Know that this time in human history will end soon, and we'll be back to having a beautiful life here. And I know it's difficult out there, but please know better days are ahead. And with that, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to my show today. And Tom and Mitzi, thank you so much for coming on my program. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mitzi. And Tom,
God
hope you
bless
have a beautiful
everybody.
Weekend,
thank
too.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Michiko.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much, everyone. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Mizu no hoshi, hikari no